The latest cattle on feed report shows a slight decline from last year, according to USDA economist Shale Shagum.
The number of cattle on feed in U.S. feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 head or greater capacity on October 1st was just under 10.1 million head, which was about 1% below a year ago. Producers placed just over 2 million head during September, which was about 1% over a year ago, and feedlot operators marketed just under 1.7 million head, which was about 1% below a year ago.
Placements in feedlots were up 1% last month, but were the second lowest since numbers started being reported in 1996, and Shagum says prices continue to trend higher.
When a lot of the cattle that were marketed in September were placed, feeder calf prices were averaging in probably the mid-$180 range for yearlings. We're probably looking at cattle right now, which we expect to see averaging in the mid-220s. Part of it is a function of the fact that there is tight supplies. The other function, of course, is with relatively low feed prices. Returns for feedlot operators have been very good, so they had incentives to place animals, especially given the fact that we're looking at lower corn prices. A constraint, obviously, is the fact that supplies of cattle outside feedlots are likely very, very tight, and to the extent that producers may be withholding heifers to expand the breeding herds, that may be putting some additional pressure on the supplies of cattle.
As cattle producers look to rebuild production, pork is set to surpass beef production next year, according to American Farm Bureau chief economist Bob Young.
I do really think we're going to talk about more pork production. USDA is calling for it. A number of other groups are calling for it. And that situation looks like it's going to continue for at least the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years or so out in front of us. So entering into new territory here. Cattle are not like chickens. It just takes a long time for us to bring those additional animals back on, to bring supply back up. And we've been pulling this herd down for a long, long time. It's going to take us quite a while, I think, to get those supplies turned around and actually growing again.
And while competition from pork and chicken may help limit beef price increases, Young says beef prices are still likely to remain higher.
I think pork and chicken both are going to end up growing noticeably in 2015, and we'll work toward trying to keep meat prices down. But beef prices, I think, are going to continue to be maybe not quite as strong just because of this competition from the other meats, but continue to be some of the strongest among all three meats. The real challenge is going to be what does happen at the consumer level. There's going to be a lot more competition for that space on a consumer plate as we move forward.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.